Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit, and I'm following up on a
Yes.
request for information. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer after using the popular weed killer and grass killer spray Roundup?
Yes, myself.
Yourself? I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it that you were diagnosed with?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The type of lymphoma, diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Okay. And have you had an opportunity to get an attorney to help you with filing a claim yet?
No.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry about your diagnosis, but before I begin,
Okay.
are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry for your diagnosis.
Thank you.
Have you had more than one diagnosis?
No, just the one.
Just one, and that's enough, right?
Yes.
You are an adult over age 18, so you're able to file a claim for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I apologize.
That's okay. Janie, Janie, last name Ledger, Ledger.
Okay, Janie, nice to meet you. And
You too.
when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was in May. I think it was 2019.
Okay. Do you remember by any chance,
Yeah,
was it
May 17th of 2019.
May 17, 2019? Okay. Okay, so this is a living case that was
Yes.
diagnosed after 2005. Okay. And then how did you use the product? Did you use it at home, at work, or a combination of both?
No, just at home and like the garden, residential.
And would you be mind sharing with me the address to the residence that you used it at?
14024 Carrydale, Carrydale, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111.
44111. Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 14024 Carrydale, Carrydale. That's one word. That's Cleveland, Ohio. 44111.
Yes.
Okay. Are you still at that address?
No.
Okay. You've since moved. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. This next question pertains to referrals. Is there any other person that you know of that used Roundup and was also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Not that I know of right now.
Okay. Towards the end of our call, I'll text you my contact information. You're welcome to share it with any person that you see
Okay.
might meet this criteria. Just in general, has questions. So when you did get this diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, May 17, 2019, were you at that time over the age of 18 but under the age of 80?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then if the law firm requested a copy of a birth certificate for yourself, would you be able to provide that to the law firm?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then what would be your best guess for the number of years that you used Roundup?
About maybe almost 9 years.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 9-year period?
Yes.
Okay. And then am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline?
It's on my cell phone.
All right. And then I'm assuming you are a resident of the United States as well as a citizen?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Janie, now I'm going to ask you some questions about other illnesses you may or may not have had. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. Have you ever received an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you ever required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. All right. And then now I'll be gathering information about yourself. This is to go on the paperwork. First name, legal name is Janie. That's J as in John, A as
Yes.
in apple, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, I as in India, E as in Edward, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial, Janie?
M.
Okay, like Marie.
Yes.
And then you already confirmed the last name. It's L as in Lima, E as in Echo, D as in Delta, G as in Gulf, E as in Edward, R as in Romeo.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
Right, no,
Okay.
I don't.
Also, your gender is female.
Yes.
And can I get your marital status, please?
Single.
All right. And then the lot, since you likely meet the criteria, and towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the authorization for legal
Okay.
representation. I'll also have you sign an authorization to release medical records. The law firm is going to submit that form to your hospital or doctor to get confirmation that medical records to confirm your diagnosis. But
Okay.
I do need to put your Social Security number next to your name on the authorization to release medical records. Can I have your social, please?
270-728-291.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 270-728-291.
Correct.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth, please?
October 1st, 1963.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct.
Mm-hmm.
October 1st,
Yes.
1963.
Yes.
Okay, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis? How did you learn that you may have developed the cancer from Roundup?
I started having like shortness of breath, just symptoms of it.
Well, did you see an advertisement, like maybe television or
Yeah,
radio?
I saw it on Facebook and
Oh,
then I went and put in a application online.
how long ago was it that you saw the Facebook advertisement?
Was around maybe 2019, somewhere in there,
Okay.
maybe.
Would you say it was so it was around the same year that you got diagnosed? Would you say a few months later?
Yeah, a few months later.
Okay. So you got diagnosed in May of 2019. Can I say you noticed the ad maybe September of 2019? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put 90 days from your diagnosis date, 3 months later.
Yeah.
So June, July, August. Actually, 4 months later. We'll say August. I'm sorry, August 17th, 2019. Would that be okay as an approximate
Yes.
date? Okay.
Yes.
That puts it right about 3 months later. And then, can I get your height and weight, please?
5'6", 151
Okay,
in
thank you.
weight.
Thank you. And then, as I mentioned to you, you'll be signing authorization for legal representation as well as a release for medical records. I'll send you copies of whatever you sign to your email address, but I will need your email address.
Okay, that's EA, and it's a underscore SE at yahoo
Okay.
dot com.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's E as in Echo, A as in Alpha, underscore, S as in Sierra, E as in Echo at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. And we've already established the phone number I'm speaking to you on is a cell phone, and that's area code 480-569-4339.
Correct.
Okay. I'll take this moment to explain. At the end of our call, you'll be signing the authorization, the forms. However,
Okay.
it might seem as if you're done, but there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. They do quickly want to verify that you did use Roundup in the past, you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and then it's okay for them to submit the request for medical records. That's a case verification call. Those very quick questions I'll ask. What is the best time that you can be reached for that call? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Are they going to call like today? Probably it would be mornings.
Morning. Well, generally
Yeah.
they call within 24 to 48 hours of our signing. However,
Yeah.
sometimes it can take up to 5 business days. Let's
Okay, it would
morning.
still be Yeah, mornings would work better for me.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to go back to asking you questions about how you used Roundup. So we know you used it for approximately 9 years. Within a year, what is your best estimate for the number of times you used it within a year?
Within the year, it was
Correct.
like once, like maybe once a month, something like that.
And did you use it every month in the year, or did you just use it like seasonally, like just a, like during the few months of a summer or winter or summer or
Yeah,
spring?
it would be like more seasonal.
Okay. And
Like
so,
in
yeah, go ahead.
yeah, more seasonal.
And then so would you say spring and summer or?
Spring and summer.
Okay, so we're talking 3 months in spring, another 3 months in the summer.
Yes.
And you use it once or twice in a month?
Yes.
So we're talking maybe 6 times per year?
Yes.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to ask me to if you could approximate the date that you started using Roundup and when you stopped using Roundup.
About March 5th of 2011, and I stopped using it maybe around May 12th, I believe, of 2019.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I've got you starting Roundup approximately March 5th, 2011, and then you
Yes.
stop using it roughly May 12th, 2019.
Yes.
Okay. And is it because you're diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Is that the reason why you stopped using Roundup?
Yeah, my doctor informed me to stop taking it because of the
Okay.
diagnosis.
All right, understand. When you did use Roundup, how did you apply the product or a spray? Did you use a hand sprayer or was it a
A hand
backpack or a
spray
tractor?
bottle.
Hand spray, okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Yes, I had gloves.
Okay. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied?
It was like in the garden, in
Was
like
that
the entire area.
And then how big of a garden was it?
Was like less than an acre. Like,
Okay. That's a
yeah,
pretty
I
large
don't,
garden.
yeah.
Okay. And let's come, the state that you used it in, let me see your residence. That was in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, and you already answered this question. You did use it at home, so you were directly exposed to the product because you personally sprayed the product and you're present 100% of the time. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just make a note of this too. So you were directly exposed to the product from lawn and garden maintenance is what I said. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, how many exposures to Roundup would you estimate you've had in your lifetime?
Oh my God, I can't think about that right now.
I might be able to help you. So you did mention you used it for maybe 6 months seasonally in a year.
Yeah.
Seasonally,
Yeah.
about 6 months in a year, and maybe once or twice. So we put 6
Yeah.
months in a year. And then the time frame of 2011 to 2019
Yeah.
covers roughly 8 years. So
Yeah.
8 times 6, that's about 48 times. Does that sound right to you,
Yeah.
or do you think it's
Yes.
more?
Yes.
About 48 times?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you live near a water well or get your water from a well?
No, I don't.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide like benzene or even Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you know what type of Roundup was used? Was it the concentrate version or premix?
It was the premix in the
Okay.
water, premix.
And do you know when and where Roundup was purchased?
At Home Depot.
Okay. Do you remember when you last purchased the product?
No.
That's right. This next question asks us, do you have any evidence of purchase, for example, like a store receipt or credit card receipts or any photographic or videographic evidence?
I probably would have to search for it.
Okay, but to the best of your knowledge, you can't think of any receipt that you have now? Okay, I'm going to put
No.
no for if you no to this question, you do not have receipts. But if you do
Yeah.
happen to find one, we can change this response and we'll ask that you save that and submit
Okay.
it to the law firm if they take your case, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any Roundup now in your possession?
No.
Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get the name of your current employer and your job title, please?
I'm a nursing assistant, and that would be Devon Oaks.
Is that,
DEVON OAKS.
Is that a assisted living community in
Yes.
Westlake, Ohio?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Bear with me. It's a little bit of awkward silence, and that's because I've found the business on the internet, and I'm just going to copy and paste their address and phone number, or address, I mean. Devon Oaks Assisted Living Community, and that's 2345 Crocker Road, Westlake, Ohio, 44145.
Yes.
And you said your title is nursing assistant?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you got your diagnosis for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and had treatment afterwards, did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yeah, but I wasn't at this job at the time. I was pretty much doing like independent contract.
Independent contract work? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the dates that you were out of work?
Not at the moment. It was around the time I was diagnosed and received treatment.
What's your best estimate for the number? Would have been weeks or months that you're out of work?
I would say maybe a few weeks.
Okay. If it's about 4 weeks, that's about a month. So that would be
Yeah.
like May to June you're out of work. Does that give you a
Yes.
rough estimate? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to put for this note, miss work between May and June 2019. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
Once in my life.
Okay. It's going to ask for information. What type of bankruptcy was it? Was it a Chapter 7, a total discharge of your debt, or did you have to repay some of the creditors through a Chapter 13?
It was a total discharge, and I think that was in 2014.
Okay, thank you. And it was total discharge.
Totally discharged.
Do you remember
None.
what court you filed your bankruptcy?
It was downtown Cleveland. I don't remember the court. It was like in 2014.
Okay.
Downtown Cleveland. That's some information I could probably pull up from my credit report. I don't know, but I
No, that's
know it was
okay.
in 2014.
That's fine. It's okay. I just put downtown Cleveland. And then there was what type of creditors? Did you just file it for credit cards?
Yeah, just credit cards mainly and bills,
Okay, so I just put discharge credit cards and other debts. All right. Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay.
Are we almost wrapping this up?
Yeah, I've got a few more questions about
Okay.
your
I'm
medical.
not trying to rush, but I'm at work and I'm on my lunch break and I gotta, yeah, go ahead. I'm trying to just get through
I know.
this.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'll try to get quick. Do you
Yeah.
recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was Cohen Van how can I'm gonna have to spell it, Besien, Besien, Besien.
Desien.
Besien. Cohen, first name Koen, middle name Van, Van, last name Besien.
Okay. Cohen Van Besien. Okay,
Yeah.
he's in. And was your diagnosis made in a hospital setting or a clinical setting?
In the hospital at UH.
Okay, University of Hawaii, of Ohio.
University Hospitals of Cleveland Medical Center.
Okay. And just to confirm, would that be the location at on Euclid Avenue?
Yes, 11100 Euclid Avenue.
I found it from the internet. Okay,
Yeah,
over here.
yeah.
And then was that doctor also responsible for your treatment as well?
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me here, okay?
Okay.
So for the address for your doctor, I'm just going to use the address of the hospital because that's
Yes.
definitely where you were diagnosed, and that's also where you got your treatment from.
Yes.
Same location.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And I'll use the hospital phone number too.
Yeah.
The law firm will be able to get medical records from the hospital.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then when did your treatments begin? You got, what's the best estimate?
Oh man.
You were diagnosed on May 17th.
Let me think about that a minute. Oh God.
We could maybe say 3 days later, or do you think it was a week later or a month later?
It might have been 3 days later.
So if you got diagnosed May 17th, we can say May 20th, 2019. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a rough estimate. And what type of treatment did you receive? Did you have a stem cell transplant?
Chemo and radiation.
Okay, chemo and radiation. Did they have to surgically remove any cancerous tissue?
They did like biopsy from my chest and then made an incision and took tissues.
Okay, just tissue samples to make the diagnosis?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and the blood test.
Okay, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively? It affected your health, emotional well-being, as well as your financial stability?
Financially and emotionally.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And then, do you happen to have any medical records to confirm your diagnosis?
That would have to, I could give you permission to get that from my doctor.
And are you aware that the medical staff, if we do request medical records from the hospital, they're there?
Beg your pardon?
They do have medical records there at the hospital or
yes,
with the doctor's
yes,
office?
Uh-huh,
okay, good.
Yes, yes.
All right, and then lastly, you're no longer at that address that you mentioned, Kerrydale. Where are you living now? What is your current address?
3549 East 104th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105.
I've got that. And is that a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
So there's no unit number. Okay. So it's 3549 East 104th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105?
Correct.
Okay. And then the law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue a case for your loved ones. This helps prevent disruptions in your case. And they'll only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
No, that person doesn't live with me, but it would be my son.
Okay. And his name?
Garland, GARLAND.
Same last name?
Ledger, yes.
Okay. LEDGER. And his phone number, please.
Wait a minute, let me look it up
Okay.
because these iPhones, you always just go to the person name and
Yes,
or you tell it to do something and no one remembers a phone number.
Yes, that's right. I understand.
Oh, God. Oh, my. Wait. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Let me scroll down and find him in here because I just talked to him. Okay, there we go. Okay, it would be 216-972-4732.
Okay. 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 And
And that's my son.
thank you. I got his information. Garland Ledger, area code 216-972-4705.
Correct.
Okay. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The last step we're going to do is just going to sign the authorization for legal representation and authorization for medical records. Then you and I will be done. But don't forget that last step, which is going to be the case verification call with you and the law firm. That's going to happen sometime between the next 24 to 48 hours, but at the
Okay.
most 5 business days. I'm going to take a moment to confirm that you are filing the claim for yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma May 17, 2019. It was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name, Janie, and then middle initial M as in Marie, and then last name Ledger, single. We've confirmed your social, your date of birth. We've confirmed your email address and your phone number. And we've confirmed your usage. Everything looks good. In a few seconds, you're going to get a text message from me. And
Okay.
that'll have the link to the forms to sign. Have you ever done
Okay.
DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Bear with me.
Okay. Can I sign them while you're on the phone?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
Wait a minute, let me I'm checking my email.
It's going to be a text message, a link.
Oh, okay, I'm checking my
It's
text.
a,
Okay.
yeah.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't ask. Have you ever been in the military?
No,
Okay, that's
no.
right. Thank you. Okay, everything looks good. Okay, when you get that text message, which should be coming any moment now, you'll need to click on the link, and then you'll have to agree to SMS text messages, and
Okay,
then,
wait. Wait a
oh,
minute.
sure.
Let me go back.
You should have gotten the text by now.
Okay, DocuSign. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Click on that.
Yes, correct.
Okay, hold on. Oh, it's loading. Oh, it's going so slow.
Is it all?
Okay, there we go. Do you agree? Yes. Okay, hold
Yes,
on.
sure. You'll agree to SMS messages. Then you'll
Just
see, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer. And then below that,
okay.
you'll have to put a check mark next to the box, agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay, wait. Okay, I see your name.
And
And
then go
then
below that.
sign.
Below my name is the check mark box, electronic records and signatures.
Oh, wait. I agree. So I can hit continue to sign?
Yes, correct. Yeah, as long as you've
Okay.
done the appropriate agrees.
Okay, wait. Oh my God, it's such little writing. Okay, wait. Okay. Hold on.
All right. Is this the
Okay, I dropped signature.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What else I have to do? I'm trying to wait. Okay.
You'll be doing the signing.
Oh my God. What happened?
Are you there?
Wait, wait, wait.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
Sure. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah, it was my son was trying to call me and then it clicked out the box.
Okay.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry about that. Hold on.
Okay. You can refresh the page.
Yeah, I'm trying to see all these spaces to sign on my initials. Oh my God.
You're doing
Are you
great.
there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're
Just
doing great.
hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, bear with me here.
Okay.
I think I did everything. I'm just doing a double check.
Okay. You'll see a yellow finish button, and once you
Yep,
click on that finish, you'll be done.
okay. I got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Did you get the confirmation it's finished? Oh yeah, you did. I see it's
Yep.
done. Okay. All right. So you and I are done. Jeannie, I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that brought us together. The fact that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I thank you for letting me
Thank
get you
you.
signed up. But more importantly, is you're about to get legal representation from a very reputable law firm, one that's experienced litigating against billion-dollar corporations for just like this.
Okay.
They provide great service. Don't forget that in the next 24 to 48 hours, they're going to be reaching out to you to do that case verification call, okay?
Okay.
And
Okay.
if you bear with me, I just sent you a text
It's
message from me personally.
okay, wait. I see it where it say all parties have completed roundup.
Yeah, that's actually from DocuSign, but I just
Okay,
sent you
wait.
a text message from a 949 number. That's my number.
949-274-7510.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay.
All
Do I
right.
need to click on the link or something?
No, that's just a text message with my contact information. I sent
Okay.
it so you always know who was the person that signed you up for the Roundup lawsuit. And also, the last sentence says, "Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker or
Okay.
A4D, and just in case, I gave you their phone number, so they should be reaching out to you like in the next day or two.
Okay.
And so be on the lookout for their call.
I will. I
All right.
will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry to hear the circumstances,
Thank
and
you.
but you're going to be in good hands. This is a great firm that's interested in talking to you and taking your case, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janie. God bless and have a great rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. You as
You're welcome.
well.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.